Now, Margaret S. Mills is back with me on Tuesday afternoon. And I seem to recall, Margaret, that you were talking about an Essex naturalist this week. Or is it two Essex naturalists?
Well, you get two for the price of one
right.
this week, and they're brothers.
Right.
So that's my excuse. They're Henry and Edward Doubleday.
Right.
And the Doubleday brothers, Henry, we know, was born in 1808. Edward, we believe, followed 3 years later in 1811, and they came from Epping. Their father, they came from a Quaker family, and their father was a local grocer in Epping. Both the brothers, from their earliest years, were very keen on going out into the forest. And obviously at Epping, they were well placed for the forest. And they would collect specimens, plants, birds, butterflies, and so on. And hardly surprisingly, although both of them worked in the family business as well growing up, both of them became naturalists. Mm-hmm. So in a way, they're a bit like Essex's aunt to Charles Darwin, but they achieved a similar fame in their day, obviously much earlier than Darwin. And they would collect all kinds of specimens, but particularly they were interested in birds, butterflies and moths.
Uh-huh.
And their researches and the articles that they wrote and the documents that they wrote detailing their researches are still around today. And they're still consulted by natural history students and scholars to find out information that the Doubleday brothers recorded. Edward actually did rather better than Henry, because Edward was eventually offered a post with the British Museum, less. So he moved off up to London and to greater things.
Yep.
Henry, as far as we know, stayed in the Epping, in the local area. When his father died, it was Henry who took over the business. But sadly, the story does not end well for Henry, because he wasn't a businessman.
Hmm.
Good naturalist. Very good, but not a businessman. So there were money problems and money troubles. Henry is actually buried at Epping. He's buried in Hemnall Street in the Quaker burial ground there. So his grave is still marked, and fans of his work still come to his grave as a pilgrimage. But he made his mark in the world of natural history. And although rather a sad ending for him, his brother Edward did well. And their researches are still out there for us to consult.
Good stuff. All right. Thank you very much
indeed. Thank you.
And next week you're off to?
Off to Dunmo.
Great Dunmo.
To look at some firsts.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.